With 100 days to the Paris Olympics, questions are being asked about how safe the athletes will be at these Games. The British Olympic Association's chief executive expressed particular concern about the opening ceremony for the Games, which is planned not in a stadium but along the River Seine, with athletes parading in boats in front of spectators. Tracy Holmes is a former long-time ABC sports journalist, a bit of a favourite here at RN Drive, I'll admit. She now hosts the Sports Ambassador podcast, a very good podcast if you're looking to keep up to date with all the sports news. Tracy, g'day.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
The Seine, look, it's not the cleanest river in the world. Is this the concern, or is it something more about, fears of a terror attack or something like that?
Yeah, most definitely. We know that back in January, the plan then was that the opening ceremony, as you rightly say, involving the athletes really travelling down on about 160 boats for 6Ks of the river, it was reduced. They originally thought there'd be 600,000 spectators. That's been brought back to about 320,000 spectators. And speaking to various security officials and people who are across part of the program, they're saying that it could be anything as high as one in three of those people will actually be security personnel. So we know that France is putting all of their police on duty. There'll be about 30,000 police a day on duty in Paris for the time of the Games. There'll be 45,000 at the opening ceremony. There's 46 other countries that are going to be providing police, and they've also reached out to some other countries to supply extra military personnel. So it's a huge security program, but they're also recently, because in March they upped their security risk alert to the highest, it's now on the very top level. And so with regard to that, you know, they actually came out and said in the last couple of days that there is a plan B and there is a plan C. And if they have to call off this I guess you could call it, it's never been done before, this kind of opening ceremony in the open air. But if they have to, they'll can that, and they'll just take it all inside the main stadium, Stade de France.
The other first for the Paris Olympics is really the prominence of the debate around prize money. We know that track and field events will now, and athletes therein will now be provided with prize money. We've seen athletes like Australian swimmer Ariana Titmus say that the prize money should be expanded to swimming. This is all really kind of going against, I think, most people's understanding of the Olympics being an amateur event. Is there tensions here that we can't quite see, obviously?
Well, I think the old days of amateurism, kind of disappeared around the 90s. I think that was when the Olympics went full blown into we'll accept professional athletes from any sport that is an Olympic sport, because the days of amateurism are essentially over. But to put that in context, there's only very few sports that are professional to the extent that you could describe them as, you know, a business where the athletes competing are actually like businessmen and businesswomen themselves. You're talking about sports like basketball, where the athletes compete in competitions like the NBA. You're talking about things like football, where, you know, professional players earn a lot of money in many parts of the world. And track and field actually does very well. There's lots of money that is earned by competitors around the world through the Diamond League and the various different athletics events that are held around the place. So, many of the other sports, though, they don't make that sort of money, and they don't have that sort of money to be able to give out and disperse. Many sports, the only money they get is actually from the broadcast rights that they get as a percentage from the International Olympic Committee. And, there is tension there. And so a lot of the other sports are saying they were really disappointed that Sebastian Coe came out and said that and is breaking with tradition without checking with them first, because most sports cannot afford to pay their gold medalists $50,000 like World Athletics can do. But, you know, if you got rid of the Olympics altogether, World Athletics would survive. If you got rid of the Olympics, many of the other sports that you see contested only once every 4 years would not be able to survive without the Olympic competition.
Tracy, Olympic uniforms are supposed to be eye-catching. That seems to be the tradition. There's always got to be some talking point about their fashion forwardness or their revealingness or their traditionalness, you might say. The US team's designs have drawn some criticism this year. What's the deal with these women's uniforms?
Look, I've paid absolutely no attention to the American team uniform because I've been looking at ours and I've been wondering about the controversy around our own. But here's the thing that I'll say about uniforms. They're always debated. They are always debated when they're released because everybody's got a bit of a different taste as far as uniforms go. But the one thing about this year that is very different is that the Olympics are in, you know, the fashion capital of the world. And so all sorts of people are having all sorts of contests to see how can we stand out and what are we going to do? How are we going to showcase who we are and what we represent in this fashion capital? And, you know, every opening ceremony in every city, you watch the Italians walk in and you think, wow, they look incredible. You watch the French walk in and you think, wow, they look amazing.
And then the Australians walk in.
The USA's usually there. And then the Australians walk in and you say, okay,
with
that's
our,
okay.
Our harlequin-coloured green and gold pants, different coloured legs I saw on the Australian uniform.
See, it's difficult, isn't it? Because I don't think we've got good colours to work with. And I don't mean that in any derogatory sense, but red, white and blue always looks great. Versions of green and versions of yellow or gold can be a little bit iffy sometimes. It's a very hard mix to get right.
You can't keep all the people happy all the time. And there's no direct correlation with medal count as well with the fashion sense. So we'll see. Paris 100 days away. Tracy Holmes is a professorial fellow at Canberra University. She's also the host of the Sports Ambassador podcast. Great to talk to you, Tracy.
Thanks, Andy.